AT&T Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. We're here with our friend Dwayne Kindleberger, Designer Bodies, world-class gym. Dwayne, I kind of feel like when I see you, it's like when I see Pastor Skip. And what I mean by that is this. So we hear Skip teach. And then when you say, oh, hi, Skip, you kind of want to go, well, I haven't been doing what you taught us. And I feel the same way about you because you're a guy that loves to teach physical fitness and nutrition and all those kind of things. And I, alas, my friend, I've had a few too many donuts since our last meeting.
Okay.
How are you?
I don't believe in confession.
I'm just teasing. Yeah, I've actually been eating pretty well. I think at one time, you know, when we're younger, when we're in our 20s or even, you know, say 18 to 25, we're just slamming calories like crazy because we have metabolisms that are just off the chart. Mm-hmm. And what's always funny, and I have five children. I know you have some children as well. You have five?
Yeah, all together.
Join mm-hmm. the club.
Yep.
What a deal.
Eight grandkids.
What's wrong with the eight grandkids? Mm-hmm. Okay, now I have to say this. I'm actually older than you, but you've got eight grandkids times six. That's another 48 years. So you are really older than me. Because
I believe they keep us younger. If you look at my dad, who had two children in his 40s, and then his grandkids, he's been a part of like taking care of those grandkids. Yeah. And it's really has kept him young. He'll be 89 next month.
That's neat. Like he's in good health?
He is in good health. He was diagnosed with dementia.
Mm.
But he's been stable with it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And you know, my stepmother, she feeds him well. Mm. And she takes him on drives and doesn't let him just sit around all the time. She gets him moving. And
well, Dwayne, you are a co-owner with your wife, Doris.
Doris, yes.
In Designer Bodies. And I want to start right off the bat with saying, who is the designer?
Oh, our Heavenly Father, the Creator.
Mm.
Yes.
And you've kind of realized how to get the potential out of the bodies. I mean, you've been a professional bodybuilder yourself. You've mm-hmm. been a gym owner. You've learned all kinds of different training techniques over the years. You're a nutritionist.
Yes.
So talk to us a little bit about Designer Bodies and your gym and what you've put together there.
Wow. Okay. So if we're looking at the gym itself, mm-hmm. we combined what I refer to as the old school favorites mm-hmm. with the latest and cutting edge equipment. Mm. So we have dumbbells, barbells, cable machines, squat racks, deadlift platforms, and then we have hoist articulating range of motion machines. So the machines actually articulate to maintain proper biomechanical function mm-hmm. throughout the full range of motion. So if you're doing an exercise, for example, you're in a comfortable starting position. Each machine allows you to start in a comfortable position. And then the machine itself articulates, it moves to help maintain proper biomechanical function. So in a sense, a lot of the cues that I give when I have somebody on a bench, on an incline bench, for example, doing an incline dumbbell press, I want them to create a humeral scapular rhythm. Mm. So what I want them to do is they're pressing, they're using the pecs to contract the muscles as they go from the starting position into the full contracted position. So I also have them draw their shoulder blades together, draw the scapula down, almost like they were going to try to tuck them in their back pocket as they lift up the sternum. Well, they get on the machine and it pretty much helps them do that.
It keeps them in.
Yeah, it helps set them up for that and for success. And then as we get older, you know, guys our age tend to have elbow issues or shoulder issues. I've had, you know, good example. I had a gentleman come in and he said, man, I can't do bench presses anymore. I can't do incline barbell presses. So then I went to dumbbells and now dumbbells, I'm starting to get, you know, it hurts when I do dumbbell presses. And so I'll put them on the machine and I'll show them how to correctly do that. And a lot of times it's without any weight. Mm-hmm. So we're demonstrating it with just their body weight on that machine and they're getting a good contraction. They're able to do the range of motion. So I adjust everybody's range of motion and path of motion based upon the length of their arms in relationship to the width of their shoulders and the depth of the rib cage. So I look at a lot of those to determine, you know, what, and I actually cue the muscle while they're doing it so that I know when the muscle is fully contracted and when the muscle is comfortably stretched without relaxing. If we're doing presses for chest presses, for example, mm-hmm. I don't allow them to relax their pecs to where the anterior deltoid and triceps take over. I keep that well, contracted. So what they end up doing is they end up training through a path of motion that isolates the muscles and through a range of motion that takes stress off of the joints. That way they're having safe workouts, or they're having productive workouts rather, but they're also safe.
So I come in, I'm very interested in learning about training at Designer Body's world-class gym.
Mm-hmm.
What's a consultation and a wellness evaluation? That's something you do for us every time
you
come in.
Yeah, so I've come up with, basically I play 20 questions with people, and I have a list of questions that kind of gets into where their mindset mm-hmm. is, as well as, you know, their lifestyle. Are they sleep? How are they sleeping? How's their energy levels, their moods, overall sense of well-being,
how many times they go to Krispy Kreme donuts? Is that a question?
No, I mean, I don't, it's not a matter of Krispy Kreme donuts or smoking or drinking alcohol, because once I get them into the actual program, mm-hmm. I've written roughly a 30-page manual that could easily be a 300-page book. Mm-hmm. And the first few pages is just getting inside their heads and flipping some switches mm-hmm. and planting some seeds, right? It's just like whenever we meet somebody, you don't want to say, "Hey, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior?" Right? I mean, because they're going to like, whoa.
Yeah. Be taken aback.
Yeah, you just want to take it. You know, show them the love of Christ first, right? And then just see where the Holy Spirit leads you.
Well, we're also joined in studio by a young lady, Monica Griego. Monica is part of the ministry of KNKT. She's part of mm-hmm. our sales staff. And she made a decision. And by the way, we want to thank you because you are a sponsor on our station, and we actually really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Because it helped us carry forth the ministry. But Monica has decided, I'm going to train. I'm not just going to bring Dwayne in here. I'm going to go do what they tell me to do. And, of course, we mentioned your wife, Doris, as your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Monica, welcome into ABQ Connect.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And are you feeling better and training and all that?
Oh, yes. I am feeling a whole lot better. I had wanted to start working out. I remember when I first met Dwayne, I was telling him how I just felt very sluggish and what did I tell you, Dwayne? I was just not feeling fit.
You didn't feel like you were 20?
You felt frumpy.
No, I felt frumpy. Yes, yeah. I remember telling you that. And I felt like I was totally out of shape and just did not have the energy. And so I started started going to the gym and at Designer Bodies, and I'm telling you, I feel like I have more energy, I sleep well, my muscle has remembered because of muscle memory, mm-hmm. and I was just telling Dwayne and Doris the other day that how, like I could just tell just in my arms and in my legs and how they've just gotten to be a lot stronger and a lot more toned, and that's just from January to like now, the beginning of March.
Nice.
And just using the equipment alone has just been really beneficial to my workout.
Mm. What did you tell Dwayne and Doris you wanted to accomplish when you first went to the gym?
I wanted to tone up. Mm. I wanted to get in shape. And I wanted energy.
Mm. She made an allusion to she used to work out and have had some time off not working out.
Years, yes.
Oh, years. Okay. So have training techniques changed a lot over the years, Dwayne?
Not for me.
No?
No, because I work with each individual based upon what they're bringing me. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to focus on creating workouts that respect where their bodies are, mm-hmm. while also challenging them within their current level of fitness so that when they leave the gym, they feel better than they did when they got there. As their body accepts this each time, I increase the intensity a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, there's exercises. It's come full circle.
Well, you mentioned you have cutting-edge equipment that's really going to put you in the correct position. Yes. You're also coaching people on how to, I can't remember how you phrased it, but you're actually going to make the muscle fire instead of it being lackadaisical type
Exactly. I mean, even for my advanced clientele, what we do is we focus on decelerating the muscle on the eccentric portion or the lowering. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people say, well, oh, you do a two counts up, four count.
We used to call that the negative.
Right, the negative. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the negative, the positive, negative, concentric, eccentric, same thing. And so on the, so I don't get into the whole timing of it. I get into the feeling of it, right? Like I had a client one time. This young man was 28 years old. I took him through his first workout. We're on the fifth exercise. We hardly had any weight on, but I was teaching him how to contract and really control the muscles. Mm-hmm. We get to the fourth exercise and tears start flowing. Mm. And I looked at him and I said, Ben, are you okay? He goes, Dwayne, he goes, this is the release I've been looking for. Mm. He said, since I was 12 years old, I've been going to a psychologist and trying to find out what was going on. And he goes, you're not embarrassed, are you? And I'm talking, this is 5:30 in the afternoon in Gold's Gym, and there must be 150 people in there. I said, you know, Ben, as far as I'm concerned, you and I are the only ones in the room. Mm. And so, you know, it was just a release. It was just a release for him. And it wasn't about pushing him with heavy weight. It wasn't, because there wasn't, I mean, we hardly put any weight on there. It's just about getting that feeling, right? And so, you know, this is what I do on a machine. Now, we have a motion cage that has rebounders where we're using medicine balls, and I'll have people standing on one foot tossing a medicine ball. You know, I'll have them pushing it from side to side, trying to knock themselves over, you know, as time goes on, right? So we look at everything from not just the strength of the muscles and the conditioning of the muscles, but the stabilizers, you know, the stabilizers. So one of the first steps is kinetic chain assessment. So we assess how well people's muscles, nerves, and skeletal system maintain postural alignment and functional movement throughout what's called the kinetic chain. Mm. And so what I'm looking for are muscle imbalances, tight muscles working against weak stabilizers, and sometimes vice versa.
Dwayne Kindleberger, he's the owner of Designer Bodies World Class Gym. They're located at 10701 Coors Boulevard. They're in the Corrales Shopping Center at the intersection of Corrales Road and Alameda. They're on the northwest corner, actually right in the corner. Nice little shopping center. I go to Sprouts there all the time. I live in Corrales. Love to go to the Whispering Bean Coffee House. So, Dwayne, when I come train over there, I got to have a cup of coffee first. Is that okay?
We'll see. we'll do the assessments and see.
We'll be back more with Monica Griego and Dwayne Kindleberger. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Listen, as Skip Heitzig applies Bible truth to our world in this hotspot.
I am intrigued by that verse because I think this verse could be said about many pulpits.
Many pulpits.
Even in our own country.
The Word of God was rare. There was no widespread revelation.
This is the issue.
The issue.
Sad, but true.
Most contemporary preaching is marked by a lack of confidence in Scripture. Scripture isn't preached. It's not, thus says the Lord, here's the word of the Lord. I think that the modern church has become more fascinated with technology rather than theology.
Find more from Skip at connectwithskip.com.
Connectwithskip.com. And I think we need to get back to good theological through the Bible, doctrinal preaching to strengthen believers, especially in this day and age.
Grow in your faith with Skip's reading plans. Search for Skip Heitzig in the YouVersion Bible app.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, was the extinction of dinosaurs caused by an asteroid hitting the Earth?
Chris, this is a favorite evolutionary claim that some 65 million years ago, an asteroid smashed into the Earth and sent the dinosaurs into extinction. But did you know that a lot of evolutionists deny this? Some are now saying that the dinosaurs were already going into extinction before the asteroid hit. You see, it's really difficult to reconstruct unobserved history. But the Bible gives us the key. The Bible tells us that God created all the animals, including the dinosaurs, during creation week. Most of them were wiped out in the great flood of Noah's day, and the fossils are primarily those animals that died in the flood. Two of each kind survived on board Noah's ark, but many of them, of course, have gone extinct since then. You see, Chris, everything fits into the Back to Genesis view of history.
Thanks for joining us for Back to Genesis.
Hey, Buddha King, Car Spa here. Someone once said, just all right is not all right, and just okay is not okay. For our hard-earned resources, we value service excellence with a higher expectation than just all right. A burned steak when you ask for medium rare is not all right. Stale chips and salsa, not okay. An oil leak after receiving lube services is far from all right. And your automobile after receiving cleaning services, you find sheets of water, smeared windows, dirty floor carpets, two of four tires shining, and the attendant saying, hurry, the next car is coming. Sorry to say, you just received services from the Not All Right, Not Okay Car Wash. Here's the good news. Car Spa's four locations are out cleaning the Not Okay Car Washes by a Google rating of 4 stars or better. For the best car cleaning service money can buy, it's Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Google us for exact locations. Car Spa, locally owned for 47 years.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Duke City Ready Mix, your local premier concrete and gravel producer, recently received national recognition by winning the Excellence in Concrete Quality Award from the National Ready Mix Association. We are dedicated to earning your trust by our consistent quality, service, and by being a good neighbor, serving the entire valley. Visit us at QualityMattersHere.com. Or call 877-5777. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And we are back. Dwayne Kindleberger, he is the owner of Designer Bodies World Class Gym. They're in the Corrales Shopping Center, 10700 Coors Road. Seems like it's on, I always want to say it's on Alameda, but it really is on Coors.
It's where Alameda meets 528 and Coors meets Corrales.
Yeah, so the crossroads, Rio Rancho, Corrales, Northwest Heights, really convenient place to go and work out. And Dwayne, you and your wife started this gym how many years ago?
So there was a huge evolution. So we moved to Albuquerque. And I ran Designer Bodies out of a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to another gym.
Doing a lot of personal training nutrition consultation.
Yeah, it was Designer Bodies, personal training, and nutrition management. Mm-hmm. And then it evolved to, I ran Designer Bodies, personal training, and nutrition management, predominantly out of the Gold's Gym at San Mateo, Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
From 93.
Yeah. I remember that gym because you had to kind of drive around the back of it to access it.
Yeah, or you could access it from the front and go down the escalators.
Mm, okay.
And that was actually the number one Gold's Gym 8 out of 10 years that the original owner had it.
Wow.
Very nice gym. It was a real blessing for me to be able to do that. In fact, a gentleman there kept inviting me to Calvary.
Well, and you obviously established that relationship, came to Calvary. You've given yourself to the Lord.
Yep. Recommitted my life, Mother's Day, 1994.
Yeah. And now you're really ministering to people inside and out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, teaching them. Monica Griego, she's part of our staff here at KNKT. She got to know you a little bit because you're an advertiser here at the station, mm-hmm. and then she decided to start training. What are you doing with Monica now based on her need to tone up?
So my wife started with myofascial release for
so a lot of people that don't know
quality
what that
to the muscles. That's on myofascial rollers.
Yeah.
And
I do rolling. I roll my hips
stretching.
Every day.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing what that does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we have a process where we'll work with from the feet up. A lot of times I have people come in, they have plantar fasciitis or they have, you know, issues with their Achilles tendon or knee. And now let me make something clear first. I'm not here to diagnose, treat, or cure anything.
Right.
I'm not a physical therapist, but I'll do corrective exercise with people. Mm. And,
so people like me.
Yeah.
I'm 62 and balance.
Oh, yeah.
Seems to
I'm
be changing.
Huge on balance.
So you're going to do a lot of balance stuff, stabilization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had four knee operations, mm-hmm. and none of that helps you with your balance.
Right.
And you know what? I did a lot of rehabilitation, got my legs really probably stronger after my first two operations than they were before.
Nice.
But after the last two, you know, you get busy with life and you don't do the things that you need to have the muscle mass and really need to try to get that back.
Right, right. Right. And it's not even about muscle mass. It's about strengthening the connective tissue, the tendons, the ligaments, you know, and just functional flexibility, functional mobility. Mm-hmm. And a big thing, a lot of the people we get come in and they sit all the time, mm-hmm. right? Their jobs require them to, you know, sit 80% of the time. And so what we do is a lot of spinal mobility.
Right.
And, you know, rotational work
Well, we had you in today because we really want to have you as a regular guest talking about fitness and different exercises and things, but you're really gracious in bringing us a gift certificate.
Yes.
And it is a 3-month free membership and you're going to give folks a body composition test.
Yeah. We have an InBody 770.
Yeah.
Every doctor's office should invest in one of those.
So this is really going to be a good way to start on a physical fitness program. So if you would like to win this 3-month membership, be the first caller this afternoon at 505-338-5790. That's the ABQ Connect line, 505-338-5790. And Dwayne's got a free membership for 90 days at Designer Bodies, and that's going to include a body composition test. Which, what does that give you? What does that teach you?
So we have a $20,000 biomedical testing system, mm-hmm. that it reads everything from intracellular water to extracellular water, total body water ratios. Mm-hmm. It segmentally breaks that down. And it also shows us the body fat, mm-hmm. in each of those areas, as well as lean body mass. Mm-hmm. And then it gives a reading of visceral fat, which is what's around the waist, mm-hmm. and potentially could be around your organs. Mm. So the liver, kidneys, gallbladder, et cetera.
Wow. So it's a good analysis of where you're at.
It's a great analysis for, you know, showing where a person's total body composition is. It's not just, you know, there's nothing wrong with somebody that uses calibers to pinch different areas of the body. There's definitely an application for that. But this is, you know, it just takes it to a whole other level. And whenever we have somebody that we're working with whose goal is to really change their body composition, to drop body fat, build lean mass, I have them test every week. Mm. So they'll come in usually on Saturday morning, first thing on an empty stomach. They'll do their test. I'll show them where they are, where they were comparatively last week, and give them the overall results.
Yeah.
I'll manage their nutrition based upon that. I may adjust their training based upon that as well. Plus, it's an accountability factor for each client.
Sure. Monica, you said you're feeling better.
Oh, yes.
Training a little bit. Lifting.
I am.
Feeling toned up.
Right. And I want to kind of be a little bit clarified. I used to work out real heavy. And that's been years, but I still work out. I mean, I've been working out, walking, and, you know, doing some exercising, but because I've been in the gym a lot more with Doris and with Dwayne, I feel a lot more energy. I feel very fit. I, like I said, I'm sleeping well. I have a lower back problem that I injured myself back in Labor Day. And I was afraid to start lifting with my, you know, with back exercises. And because of their machines and because of Doris teaching me the correct way of using them, it has really helped my lower back. So I haven't had as many back issues as I've had in the past, depending on if I overdo it, cleaning or standing too long. But they've actually showed me how to even use stuff at home that I can do to strengthen my back and my core. So, yes, I have, from January to now, I feel so much better. I feel like, I mean, I didn't need to lose any weight, but I feel like I am more toned up than I was.
Mm-hmm. And we can visually see a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do have to say, though, Monica, you know, whenever you're not here 5 minutes before the show starts, you do have to do 20 push-ups.
Oh, man. Oh, no. So then what, do I need to do, what, 40 now?
I'm just teasing you. Well, it's an amazing thing. And I hope that, you know, your sponsorship of KNKT and our audience getting to know you, obviously we want that to translate into some business, but what we really want it to translate into is some people getting healthy.
Correct. You know, our gym is not a meat market.
No.
So we don't really, you know, put that out there. For those of you who have never been to a gym because you're so intimidated, that's not what Designer Bodies is about.
Yeah.
You know, we play Christian music. Mm-hmm. You know, we get flack for it sometimes, and I hold my ground.
Yeah. Well, I want to let you know that we had multiple callers, but Mark, and we'll let him know right now since he's listening, he won the Designer Bodies 3-month gift certificate. Dwayne, that's really gracious of you to bring that in, because that's worth a lot of money. That's worth a lot of time.
It was my pleasure. And congratulations, Mark.
Yeah, Mark is going to be excited about that. But we're also going to, you know, Mark didn't want to be interviewed today on the phone, but we're going to grab Mark, you know, after 90 days, and we're going to see how it went and see if he'll share with us a little bit about that. Dwayne, tell us how people can get in touch with you. Phone number 899-1700.
Correct.
Of course, area code 505. And then your website is designerbodies.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're already right out of time, but I want you to again talk about the designer of our bodies in closing.
Well, I felt the Holy Spirit for the first time when I was probably 3 years old. And I think this was kind of predestined, you know, all along the way, because my mom got me exercising probably when I was in second grade. Mm. I raced motocross, and I was training with weights for that. But I also took judo for many years, and living in Western Pennsylvania, you know, there were probably, you know, 4 or 5 months out of the year that was probably better not to ride because of how cold and hard the ground was. And so I was exercising. I was doing other things to stay conditioned. And then I started lifting, and the motocross went to the wayside, and the bodybuilding kind of took over. And being a Christian and the discipline that it takes to die to self and set the flesh aside, and, you know, that helped so much in my bodybuilding career, and vice versa. It came full circle when my bodybuilding career was over, and I realized, wow, that was kind of empty, you know, physically. You know, 3 John 2 says, I desire above all things that you may prosper and be in good health. And sometimes the pushing to that level isn't very rewarding, and you just look back and you go, wow. But I used a lot of that. I know I went through it for a reason, and I did it, and now I can help people relate to it. A lot of times these young folks come in and they want to, oh, I want to be a pro bodybuilder. I'll do whatever it takes. Well, as soon as they say that, I'm like, whoa, no, you don't want to do whatever it takes. You don't want to sell your soul, you know, for a trophy, you know, or for some photographs, or because I found myself after one of the biggest wins of my career, you know, sitting in Denny's afterwards eating some sherbet with two huge trophies sticking out of the windows of my car. I couldn't even fit these things. You know, one was 6 foot tall and the other one was 4 foot tall. And I sat there just thinking, Lord, there's got to be more to life than this. Because it was a letdown, you know. I thought reaching that level, it would fulfill some things in my life. And it really didn't.
Yeah.
You know, in hindsight, yeah, it was, I'm more at peace with it now. Because I can use it as a training tool.
Yeah.
And I just know that whatever I do, I do all things for the glory of God because it's refreshment to my soul.
Yeah. Well, sounds like you're right where he wants you to be. Dwayne Kindleberger, he is the owner of Designer Bodies World Class Gym. One of these days we've got to drag Doris over here. Talk with her a little bit. Monica Griego, thank you for joining us today.
I would like that.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys being on ABQ Connect.
Thank you very much for having me.